Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
It's time for Bob's Movie Club.
I love movies.
Bob's Movie Club. Woo! Got some movies for you. Bob's Movie Club. Bob's Movie Club.
Movies are great. Today we are talking about the 1992, I guess, like, is it a thriller?
Suspense.
No, it's kind of like a heist movie, I guess.
Kind of heisty hacky.
Starring the late, great Robert Redford, River Phoenix, Dan Aykroyd, really all-star cast.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have fun with this one?
I actually did. I was a little bummed out when I saw it was 2 hours and 9 minutes because I expected to not be all that into it. I also feel like old technology has gone so fast that only a few years can go by and things seem antiquated. Like, why don't they just grab their iPhone or, you know, whatever? And so it was, that to me was like,
it was 1992.
Right. That was the funniest part of the whole thing. Oh, yeah. And at one point, is it Sidney Poitier? He's holding up the phone that's attached by a curly cord coming out of the convertible. Like, your mom's on the phone. And I thought, it's so old timey. But did you notice in that scene, not to get ahead of ourselves, it's the Bay Bridge is sort of overhead there. And it's 92, so it's only a few years after the big earthquake in 89.
Oh, that's right.
And they're redoing the Embarcadero in the background of that shot.
Yes, I was like, very confused about what I was looking at.
Yeah,
so that
big
makes perfect
dirt
sense.
Patches. So I don't know how long it took them to tear down that double-decker freeway that used to be in the middle of the Embarcadero. But they clearly had gotten it done, and it was all dirt, no palm trees, no landscaping. It was kind of cool. I'm like, oh, my God, look at that. By the time we got there in 97, they'd finished it and it was beautiful. It is beautiful.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure because you're looking at the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Like that was the main feature.
I didn't notice that. That's crazy.
By the way, if you watch the movie, you have a comment, 800-400-3697.
Yeah, text us. We'll take a look at those throughout. A lot of huge stars in this too.
One of the I don't know her name, but she was gigantic at this time.
Talking about Mary McDonald played
that lady.
Liz.
I love her.
I'd never seen her young in a movie before. It took me, I was trying to figure out the whole movie, like how I knew her. And it's just because I'd never seen her that young.
She was her huge breakout in my mind. And again, every movie we've done, I haven't seen. So clearly movies, not really my thing. But I know her from Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
Like that was one of those
That's
movies
what John was saying.
That overtook the Grammys that year.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Oscars. There isn't always one that dominates like that, but that year, Dances with Wolves dominated, and she was a huge star.
That was just a couple years before this.
Yeah,
she was Stands with Fist. She's beautiful. Like I have a total crush on her.
It's so funny because to me she actually felt like the Olivia Newton-John physical look, you know,
the hair,
with the short hair.
It was the 90s.
It was the goofiest look, I thought, because
it feels so dated to me.
It's
so strange. I watched it with two of my friends and with Susan, and I said, could you guys imagine having a haircut like that?
Right.
I just even the maintenance on that thing.
So she's got, if you didn't watch it, she's got that super short. And it's funny because at one point there was like, remember Duran Duran did a lot of this. It was like sort of the 80s looking chick and there, or, and it would be kind of punk. Like there'd be some, you know,
spikes.
Spiked hair and kind of like shaved stripes in the side. Yeah. And it was, I don't know who the artist was, but there was a lot of that kind of thing. And it had like, you know, the one stripe of lavender going through in the background.
What
and
is that artist's name?
It was somebody who was really famous, and she sort of, and they even had, I think she was in the shot with that piece of art in the background, and I was like, oh, I guess that's what they're
it's
going
the
for.
It's the Rio cover.
Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, yes,
that?
Rio, exactly.
Well, there's the cover, so that's what you're talking about.
It is, but that's not the...
The artist did their cover, but also did a million of these different photos.
Like, kind of had that era captured artistically.
So I want to say, I know a lot of people messaged me that this is one of their favorite movies.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. And I didn't think it was all that great.
Yeah.
As far as some of the other movies that we've watched, it's definitely lower on my list. It's, and I like
this
kind of
movie. What was a detractor for you?
Nigel.
There was a few things.
Oh, that's the guy's name, Nigel?
Nigel.
There, maybe it's because I'm used to more suave, like spy movies, but their skills were weak, right?
Yes.
Like, I can't believe Robert Redford got the Slovakian woman at the beginning to even believe what he was saying about when he's pretending to be the private investigator.
Yeah.
When he gets caught in the
that scene was ridiculous.
Crazy guy's office. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Well, attractive people are much more persuasive than unattractive
people. That
is
true. That's a proof. You know? That's a proven fact. That's true.
The technology, because I went in thinking like, oh, this is, you know, about tech when it's up and coming. None of it made any sense. Not that I know anything about technology, but that, there's that one point where they're using a polygraph over the phone.
Yeah, that
Are
was
you kidding
so weird.
Me?
He's lying.
That's a joke.
Hang up.
And I didn't really understand. I thought that the gang that they had, the characters in the squad were really fun. I would have loved to get to know them even better. But like the blind guy, for example.
That is David Strathairn, they're saying here. And he's one of those guys that you've seen in a million things. And you, I looked him up and went, that's his name? It's crazy. But he was my favorite character.
He was great. But like his glasses when he's on the computer, I didn't really understand what any of that
I'm
was
like,
about.
Is he just, you know, afraid that he'll UV damage his eyes that don't work? Because I thought he was totally blind.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It didn't really make any sense. I'm going to say something crazy.
Okay, say it.
As a pop culture fanatic, I love River Phoenix.
Mm.
I have a very strong connection to him and that whole story. And I just find that time so interesting. He was awful in this.
He's not good in it.
I agree. He was bad.
Yeah. He was playing a goofball.
Not well.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that because I love the guy and I haven't seen him in everything he's been in, but no, I didn't think he pulled off whatever he was trying to do at all. And apparently he was coming off of My Own Private Idaho, which was a very intense movie. It's been on my list for a while, but I haven't made it to it. And so he wanted to do like something more chill and fun, but I don't think he really showed up. And he died 11 months after this movie came out.
Oh, how
so sad.
Tragic.
Yeah.
You had thoughts on him too, didn't you?
Well, for me, first of all, I love this movie.
Okay.
Yay.
I never saw it. I like I said before when we started, I've never seen Sidney Poitier do work. I've never seen River Phoenix do work. And by the way, I feel like his role was handsome kid and he did a great job. Like that was the role.
Okay.
What else? I mean,
I didn't have a problem with him either. Yeah. I didn't notice that.
He was handsome as heck,
Bob was,
right?
Bob was looking for more. He was cute. I really actually thought that the level of acting was way below where I needed it to be, just
this,
overall.
Aykroyd wasn't really used to his full potential.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Is he even in the movie? Like, right?
I could tell that they put a lot of thought into his character, and I just wanted to see him talk more. You didn't get to know him at all. Like, he seemed like a really interesting.
And this was when he was popular. Like, this was, you know, he had some stuff going on.
I don't know. I felt like River Phoenix looked great. He did a great job as the handsome kid. I don't even know if that guy shaved yet in this, like.
I know. How old was he when he died? He's not. I don't think he's in the 27 Club. I think he was younger than that.
He looked very young. Like, yeah. He looked like a grown-up, But you know how some people don't even need to shave? They're just
baby face.
They're just that guy.
23.
Okay.
Okay.
So he's like 21.
800-400-3697. Maddie's on the show.
Hey, from the 925. And I was questioning this as well, but I want to see what you guys thought. I think in sneakers, they get on the Dunbarton Bridge headed to East Bay, but they don't end up where that bridge goes. And then we were talking, we thought it was the San Mateo Bridge.
Yeah. They didn't say specifically, but I personally couldn't tell.
I mean, movie making and only people in the Bay Area would go, hey, that's not right.
At least it wasn't the Golden Gate and they ended up, right. You know.
I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was very well. I like Robert Redford. I'm sitting there watching it going, I've never seen that. All the years I've known of this guy, I've never seen him do work.
Well, he's not suave in this either. Like it's, you know.
No,
it is. I sort of expected the, you know, hunky leading man.
T-shirt tucked into his jeans too high. Like, oh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
408, James Earl Jones' line, "This never happened, I wasn't here," is the same line in The Hunt for Red October.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's at the very end of the movie.
I love that part of the movie. The deal making was great.
Yeah.
I just want your phone number. I thought, that's such
a... You're telling me you could have anything in the world and you just want my phone number?
Don't you love?
Yeah, it was another bad acting, though.
It was weak female characters in this, for sure. Like, I was confused as to why they even needed Liz, other than for her to be in love interest until they happened.
Well, they needed her apartment.
Yeah, they needed her apartment.
What kind of
apartment is that?
The kind where you can just ruin it with all
gorgeous,
your stuff?
But, like, where is that? Like, no bay windows? The first half I was worried. There wasn't very much San Francisco in this movie, and I was like, oh, man, I hope it's not a bust. SF-wise, like that one movie we watched.
The second half had a ton.
I loved the bridge work in, and they even called out on a Bay Area radio station.
Yes, I like that too. So one of the things that I thought of while I was watching this, and I don't have a million things, examples to give you, and I love the like team thing. Like that
everyone,
you know,
has a role.
Yeah, it's like I love that. Like it's the A team, or it's Scooby Doo, or it's
or
one of those things.
Department Q.
Whatever, where there's a team and they're all trying to, and each one's got a
specialty.
We're gonna need you to go get. All right,
I'll put my expertise to work.
I love that about this movie, and I really think if you haven't seen Sneakers, and if you find yourself, look, I missed clearly a bunch of good movies.
Well, I'm sure you were up to whatever.
I was partying. I'm sure, or working.
Yeah.
I'd either was partying or had quit and was working. I don't know. But I didn't see any of the stuff.
Right.
And Sneakers was good.
Speaking of the haircut, 650, ouch, I had the asymmetrical Dorothy Hamill haircut. And yes, I had to see my hairdresser every few weeks, Ingrid in Redwood City.
Hey, Ingrid.
That is so cool. I don't have the guts to have a cool haircut like that. I've had long hair my whole life.
I guess it could be a guts thing, but it's also a maintenance thing. You mentioned it earlier. Like, my wife looks great with bangs. And, you know, she'll go, should I get bangs? Yeah, if you want to keep it up. And she'll go, I don't.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's just bangs.
You go like this.
Yeah, I know what you do.
And they look amazing.
With a round brush and your blow dry.
Yeah. I know there's a lot. Yeah.
I fail the girl test when it comes to all that stuff. I got a couple pieces of trivia.
Okay.
At one point, Carl gives River Phoenix her phone number, and it's a real 415 phone number. Yes. Did you guys catch that?
I did.
Instead of using a 555, they thought that maybe that would come off as like a joke, since it's a known thing that 555 is fake. So they used that. They got a phone number. Oh. And then if you called it, it had a voicemail with like promotion for the movie for a while.
Oh,
but
wow.
Now it's been reverted back to a real phone number.
Oh, so somebody maybe got some calls this week.
Yeah. Sorry to you for any prank phone calls.
I had to change. I think most people, I can't even be sure. I had to change my number at one point.
So
a while
sad.
Back, because the night guy gave my number out, and it was like my phone started ringing, and then it never stopped ringing. Mm. And then it turns out the night guy was like, oh,
ha ha ha, what a good prank.
Well, I got you. Like, thanks.
I would be heartbroken if I had to change my phone
number. I had
number.
To change my number. And what I found out when I did it was that you will spend at least a year clearing that line of the last person that had the number.
Oh,
yeah.
It's great. You signed up for a hair thing that, you know, no, I didn't. I have a shaved head and I wouldn't. But it was that last person had signed up for a million things with that number.
And I would think these days, where everyone's number is just polluted mm-hmm. with everything, that if I got rid of my number, I would probably still use it to sign up for stuff. Be like, yeah, there's my cell.
That's funny.
That's mean. 707, here's some trivia for you. The facade building that Martin exits at the beginning of the movie is the Hill Valley Clock Tower building used in the Back to the Future series.
Yep, I was just going to say that.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Listeners
yeah.
were on it.
When we Thank were you, watching listeners. In the beginning, we were trying to figure out if that was real snow, if they really shot it in the winter, or if it was like a miniature. But then, of course, he walks out of it and you're like, oh, that's a real set. It's crazy how they can use the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah.
And just from a slightly different angle, you don't notice.
I didn't notice that. I did notice, though, and it's unfortunate that someone will get typecast, but there was Gandhi right there, and I'm like,
ah, yeah, Ben Kingsley.
You're Gandhi, dude. It just wasn't, you know what I mean? That was another guy who had a year where he took over the Oscars being Gandhi, yeah. and he's just that guy now. I was watching him, you know, with a gun. I'm like, you can't. What are you doing?
I thought he was a pretty good bad guy.
He was fine. He was, you know, a bad guy with a heart. He didn't want to hurt his friend, even though his friend hurt him. I loved the scene where they got to heat the room up and Robert Redford's got to walk across it real slow.
Ridiculous.
It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It was ridiculous.
And I just thought, and the guy says, you got to hurry up. And he's like, I literally can't hurry up. Like, this is it. And
the one thing I can't do is hurry up.
The black box is like an answering machine, which these days, every kid went, what's that? What do you mean? It's an answering machine. Just so funny.
Bob, did you know that was an answering machine?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. But they called it a service.
Well, the blind guy goes, he just said he has a call service. Your black box is right there on the desk. He's not using an answering machine. Uses a service.
Ah.
Oh.
That's what the blind guy was the best part.
Is a call service?
Like a call, it goes to a place, someone picks it up, takes your message and sends it to
you. Luxury.
Yeah, very luxe.
Well.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, there are actually companies that are staffed with people that answer calls and they know what the number coming through is and what they're supposed to say and who they're supposed to forward the call to if otherwise, they just take a message.
Yeah. And then they get you your messages.
They don't do it anymore now, I don't think, because they've learned how to just get rid of all customer service entirely.
Right. They stick you in a phone tree with all these options and, you know.
And you eventually give up.
Yeah.
You eventually go, I just can't.
I feel like I already did this menu. This seems weird.
Oh, the worst.
Back to
or the
main menu.
How did I? I was just
for
sitting.
3 hours and I'm disconnected. Impossible.
One other actor in the movie that you see in everything is Stephen Tobolowsky. And
he's the nerd.
He's the nerd on the date.
Mm-hmm.
And you know him from.
He's Bob from Heroes.
Yes, but also Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley. He's the new CEO who, you know, you get to watch horses doing it in that scene. That's a good scene.
The inverted triangle of success.
Did you say get to?
Oh, yeah, you get to. It's you're like, wow, I didn't know I was going to get to see that.
Ah.
Get to?
They did have some good jokes in this. I loved when the nerd was like, "Oh, my phone, my only phone's upstairs in my bedroom."
Yeah.
Gross.
It honestly, like, it was, I felt like every kitchen had a phone in it. I thought that was a little bit. So you're saying he was trying to get her into the,
I guess,
into the bedroom.
I wouldn't even think he was that sophisticated, well, but okay.
He had a great line when they were finishing their date. He said, "Do you want to get breakfast with me
tomorrow?"
And she said, "Sure." And he said, "Should I call you or nudge you?"
Oh, yeah.
That was good. That's a good line.
It was a little too smooth for that turtly guy.
Right.
By the way, we're talking about Sneakers, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, Sneakers. Sneakers was this week's movie club pick.
In honor of Robert Redford.
Yep. Rest in peace.
And he was great in the movie, by the way.
He was.
I liked him.
There are a lot of people, who, like Sidney Poitier is gone and River Phoenix is gone.
Whatever happened to the lady?
Mary Mc...
Yeah, she doesn't... I mean, I remember her
she
being...
She shows up in stuff.
She came red hot out of Dances with Wolves. This was clearly a money movie for her where she was probably paid well.
Right.
But I don't see her in anything.
She had a TV show for a long time called Major Crimes.
Oh.
From 2012 to 2018. My mom loved it.
Really? I've heard of that show.
It's
but
her
it's,
show.
Oh, that's so funny.
Mm-hmm. And if you
How
were...
How old is she now?
Okay.
73? Yeah.
But if you're a Battlestar Galactica nerd, you know her because she was the president in the Battlestar Galactica.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. I didn't put her in that show. I love Battlestar Galactica. The newer one,
not the 70s or 80s one.
She's also in The Fall of the House of Usher, which is like a sequel to, not a sequel, but from the same guy as The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh.
We watched that. Didn't you watch that?
I didn't watch those.
If you're looking for Halloween content, such great stuff. The Haunting of Hill House specifically, and even The Fall of the House of Usher is interesting.
I like The Fall of the House of Usher immensely.
So,
and it was scary from the first scene.
Usher doesn't have anything to do with that.
No, it's from the Edgar Allan Poe.
I actually was like, I've never,
Yeah.
That's 2023, so that I'm looking at her IMDb, and that appears to be her most recent work.
Well, maybe she's retired.
And look,
well-deserved.
Her work dates way back, 87, so, you know, let's see, where
she's
Dances
in Donnie
with Wolves
Darko, for God's sake.
Is 90, so she
the
peaked
mom.
There, but she goes way back.
Independence
like the
Day.
She's yeah.
In that. She's the wife of the president.
She was on ER in 84. Money on the something called Money on the Side in 82.
All right, Vinny, what do you got coming up for us in the news? Good job.
Oh,
Bobby,
what's your
Movie
review,
Club?
Bob? How many out of five?
I think I give it 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
It was solid.
I felt like it was super dated. I would give it more like a 2.5.
I give it a solid. I would say I'd give it, I think 3.5 is good. Yeah.
I loved it. It was 4 out of 5 for me.
Nice.
Get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.